Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. I'm still in Brighton at the Comedy Festival, Brighton Fringe Festival, it's called. And I'm still here with Alex and Paul and Moz. If you've listened to the previous two episodes, you'll know who they are. And you'll know that we're here doing comedy as part of the Fringe. I thought that we'd just go through a few funny little questions which I've prepared for you. Is that okay by you guys?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Absolutely fine, Luke.
Okay. So if you... First question, and I'm going to start with you, Alex.
Right.
Alex is on my right here.
Hello.
So, Alex, if you could have a superpower...
Yeah.
What would it be and why?
I'd be able to fly. That would be my superpower.
Flight.
Yes.
The power of flight. Why exactly would you choose that?
Because you can get places without having to walk. And I'll probably put on a lot of weight and get fat.
So purely for practical reasons.
Well, I would do some crime fighting, obviously. And if I was feeling, you know, a bit bored, I might go and chuck eggs at people.
Crime fighting, you said. How would you crime fight as a flying fat man?
Well, I'd they wouldn't be able to touch me. The people with the knives who stab people, and I just fly around. And they go, ah, look, there he is, he's flying, we can't do him, but they might try and shoot me as well.
They'd throw knives at you, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, but I could fly up and out of their reach.
What about things like telegraph poles, wires, electricity pylons, planes, helicopters, how would you deal with those
That's
things?
That's fine, I don't know, I think there'd be a point when I couldn't fly beyond a certain altitude.
Yeah.
Without needing oxygen.
It would get cold up there as
well. Yeah,
right?
It would, so I'd have to be dressed appropriately to be able to fly.
So you'd have to wear some sort of, you know, thermal mountain outfit or something. You would look ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous, but I'd be able to fly, but I don't think it would matter how I looked.
No?
No.
Because people would just be like, my goodness, I can't believe he looks ridiculous, but he's flying.
Yeah, exactly. And it would be, I'd be a superstar. People would love me.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. So, gentlemen, stop talking about women that you can see out in the street.
Oh, sorry, we just thought this was a heavily Alex-centric episode.
All right, we'll get to you.
Yeah. Most of them are.
Yeah. We'll get to you. Now,
the mumbling.
Paul, same question. If you had a superpower, what would it be and why?
My superpower, as a comic book geek, would be the power of Havoc.
Whoa, what's Havoc?
Havoc is Cyclops from the X-Men's brother.
Oh, we're getting into the realms of comic book knowledge here.
What's his name, Paul?
Alex Summers. Basically, he's just got loads of nuclear power and he can blow things up, and there's lots of things in the world I'd like to blow up. There we go.
Okay, so you'd have the power of nuclear power.
Well, I believe it's converted plasma rod oils, but some stupid thing like that. But yes, it's nuclear power. Yes, I'd blow things up.
Okay. All right then, Moz. Same question. You know what the question is. Let's hear what Moz has got to say. Stop looking out of the window, please.
I'd have the power to duplicate myself. Duplicate myself.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean, duplicate yourself?
I would love... So I could sit here now, and then another version of me would do some work, then another version of me would be off having a holiday, and then I wouldn't have to do anything for the rest of my life. It'd be genius.
So you would just send out a version of yourself, a clone, who would just do your job and you could stay at home and watch TV.
But also, I could commit crime and then blame it on my clone, which would be great. And even better, given the fact that I am a god and I have a religion, therefore I could set up loads of different churches.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You're not a god.
I am. We established this yesterday that I am the son and I am a God, I'm a legend.
Okay, all right, if you remember that. My superpower, I don't know if anyone's asking me. They're not.
Yeah,
really.
We'll ask you, Luke. If you could have one superpower, Luke Thompson, what would it be?
I think it would be the power to... I don't know. I think it would be the power just to be able to do lots of things, I suppose.
Like the Force?
I'd have the Force. I would be Luke Skywalker, and I would have the Force. Basically, I'd be able to... You know, the thing I like about the Force is...
You're willing to kill your father if he cuts your hand off?
Yeah.
Cool.
Obviously. But no, the main...
What about your sister? Let's just get that out there.
I don't actually have a sister, as far as I know. Not yet, anyway. Anyway, the main thing I'd have with this Force is the ability to grab objects that are out of my reach. Yeah. I'd like to... If, for example, I'm sitting in front of the TV... I've had a big curry, I'm full of food, and I can't be bothered to get up to change the TV channel because the remote control is on the coffee table. I'd use the Force to grab the remote control. Yes, Paul?
Okay, Luke. So Alex would like the power of flight.
Yeah.
Is that correct? For the purpose of crime fighting.
Yeah.
Moz, you'd like the power to duplicate yourself so that you could be worshipped. But in other words, bring, goodness to people, right? I would blow things up, only bad things. You would use powers to get the remote control off a dodgy curry.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've got to clarify that bit.
Those are my priorities.
You are going to be one fat Jedi.
I am. Well, I'm not going to be as fat as Alex, the flying fat man.
Well, at least I'm doing something worthwhile.
Yeah, well, no, someone's got to watch the TV programmes. Otherwise, the BBC's, they're all out of a job, aren't they?
No, because I'm going to blow up the BBC. Sorry.
Are you really?
Sorry.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, then. Now, okay, I've got a question here for Alex.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say here.
Okay.
If you had to get rid of one of these things,
right,
which one would it be?
Yeah.
Would it be Queen, the band, or would it be The Queen, the monarch?
It would be Queen, the monarch, obviously.
Why is that?
Well, for one thing... the music of Queen is incredible and has given me many hours of pleasure. The Queen, I've never enjoyed a moment. I've seen her.
Really?
No, she does nothing for me.
What about God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols?
Well, that is good, but it's kind of the anti-monarchy.
Okay.
But I suppose you need the monarchy for it to be anti-monarchy. But, I mean, that was like 30 years ago.
Okay. Do you have something particular to say about that one?
I would merge the two together.
Yeah.
I'd get the remnants of Queen, and Prince Philip will be dead soon. So you get Queen and Brian May on the throne together.
So
it'd be crazy.
Would you get the Queen to replace Freddie Mercury?
I think the Queen wearing Lycra. That would be excellent. That would really get me hot.
I would think, actually, the merging of the Queen and Queen running... the UK would be wonderful, but I think the replacement for Freddie Mercury would be with Prince Edward, because he definitely likes men.
Defamation.
Okay. Remember what that means, ladies and gentlemen? That means that what has just been said is either not necessarily true or intended to be humorous. Okay?
I think you should use that in your show today.
I might do. We'll see. Okay, so, all right, here's a kind of vaguely Paul McCartney-related question, okay? Now, I'm going to start with Paul on this one. If you had to marry someone, let's say you had to marry someone who had lost a limb, which limb would it be?
Oh, that's a very good question.
So by that, I mean if someone has lost an arm or a leg, if you had to marry a woman who lost a limb, an arm or a leg or something like that, which limb would it be missing?
Well, firstly, I'd like to state, I think if you're going to marry someone, you deeply love them and, everyone's imperfect in their own way, so it wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
It wouldn't bother me at all. But I think if I had to choose, it would be, I would prefer if they had both arms for skiing, for ski instructor.
Skiing.
To
cook.
Cook, slave,
Yeah, go on.
It doesn't need hands.
Okay.
So I think I prefer they had both arms. As far as legs go, the one I'd probably get rid of. Well, I'm right-footed myself, so I don't trust left-footed people, so that can go.
You trust the left...
The left leg can go, it's evil.
The left leg, is, yeah.
Well, a little fact for you, readers and listeners, is that the Latin for left is sinister. That's all I'm saying.
The Latin for left is sinister, and sinister means slightly dangerous, maybe threatening and a little bit evil.
Right is Dexter.
Who's a really good psycho.
And right, the word for right in Latin is Dexter, and Dexter, as you know, listeners, is a serial killer from the TV. Oh, it's weird, isn't it, when you get to know words a little bit more, you learn more about things, don't you? So, okay, I'm going to give you a different question, Mars. I think we've dealt with the limb thing. And we don't, no need to go too deeply into it. Okay, Mars, this is a perfect question for you. Okay, listen carefully. Would you rather have a sting, which you can only use once and then you would die, or would you rather be Sting, the singer and frontman of rock band The Police? So, would you rather have a sting on your bum, which you can use to sting people once, or would you be Sting? And if you become Sting, Sting will then take over your body and take over your life.
Oh, dear, that's a big question. That requires a lot of thought. How big is my sting? Is it as big as my bum?
No, I'd say it's about an inch... maybe an inch and a half long by an inch in diameter.
Right, and when I sting people, do they die or do they
it depends. If they're allergic to stings, then they might die, but otherwise they just get a very painful rash on the area that they've stung for about 2 weeks. It's like really bad. It's not fatal, but it would really, really hurt. Okay?
I would like them to have an allergy to sting after I sting them. So it's like a sting, but with a real sting on the sting.
But you can only sting them once.
Yeah. No, because then they'd be stung, not sting. Do you get it? Stung is the past tense of sting.
Sting, stung, stung, right?
Yeah, or stung, as I'd like to call it.
Sting, stung, stunged.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not clear what the answer is.
I think... Sting is so rich and successful that he could probably have a big giant bee implanted on his backside, so he could have the best of both worlds. He could be Sting and stung by Sting on a stung.
I'm confused. Listeners, if you're confused by this, don't worry. That's normal. That's natural. I am confused too. Okay, right. Let's go on to the next question. Alex, here's your question. You can... Okay, either you can never drink water again, or you can only drink water and no other drinks. So it's either you can never drink water, or you can only drink other drinks. And wait a minute, no, I'm confused. As I said, you can never drink water again, or you can only drink water and no other drinks. Is that clear?
Yeah. Yes. Like water. Clear. Like water.
Yeah.
Did you write these questions when you were suffering from insomnia?
No. I was on the bus, I think, when I wrote these questions.
Were you?
I was just thinking of funny questions that we could talk about on the podcast.
Okay.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing.
Cool. I'd choose to drink only water.
Yeah. You would choose to drink water.
Yeah, because water's vital. You need to drink water.
But then you would never be able to drink beer, wine, orange juice, coffee, tea, any of those drinks. You would never be able to drink, like, a cup of tea again.
Yeah. That'd be fine. I could live with that.
Really? Just water for the rest of your life.
What would be the context of this decision?
I don't know. It's just a ridiculous...
Would I have it enforced by, armed guards?
New Alex Petty.
Yeah. There would be a law. I mean, you could break the law, but... Okay.
I'd be put in prison.
You might be put in prison, yes.
I'd go with water, then I'd break the law, and then drink other things.
But then you'd end up in prison.
Well, I'd live with the risk.
Moz?
What about flavoured water?
No, I don't think that's technically water, is it?
It's water, but it's flavoured.
Okay, let's say tap water, then.
But where's the tap? Because not all tap water's healthy.
All right, if it's flavoured water, that's from a bottle which says water, and it just says flavoured water. I suppose that's still mainly water, isn't it?
Well, most liquids are mainly water,
but they're not called water, that's the point. You know? It's just stupid. what do you think, Paul?
I would choose just water. But as you haven't clarified, I'd have all other liquids frozen and taken as suppositories.
Okay. If you want to know what a suppository
is,
if you want to know what a suppository is, ladies and gentlemen, I suggest you Google it. But don't do an image search. Suppositories.
It's where you keep books, isn't it?
No, that's a depository. It's a book depository. If you want, if you genuinely want to know what a suppository is, ladies and gentlemen, then you can send me an email. Suppository. Just spell it any way you like, and hopefully I'll be able to understand what you mean.
No pictures.
Okay, I've got some really weird questions. Is that...
Well, you are a really weird person, Luke, so we expect nothing less.
Yes, I'm afraid I am. Okay, so... where am I going to start? Moz. Okay. Either you can never wash... you can never... That's
is that it?
That question doesn't make sense. You can never wash again...
Yeah, or...
Or you're always wet. But that's...
Moz is always wet.
Yeah. Either you can never wash yourself ever again, you're always like wet. You've always got water in your shoes, let's say. This is a really weird podcast.
I would love to be constantly wet, because then you would never dry out, and you'd be like a fish. And you could go swimming through the water like a big... Or a dolphin. I was a pink dolphin yesterday.
Okay.
And a lot of gods are actually animals. Dolphins are quite kind of highly regarded and as a god and a son and as someone famous. That's what I want. But the bad thing is... If you're constantly wet, no one can see when you're crying.
Oh, Moss, that's so sad. Okay, Paul, let's...
As a man famed within my circle of friends and family as being bad with money, I choose never to wash again, because then I wouldn't have to pay for deodorant or soap.
Okay.
And I fit in very well with certain parts of London, which you can find on a map such as Shoreditch, Hackney and Dalston.
Well, what do you mean?
Because they're all scum.
Okay. Ooh, I think maybe we'll do one more question, or I might think of another couple of questions that I haven't written down. Okay, bread. You can either bread or rice. You can't have both. You can only have one for the rest of your life. It's either bread or it's rice. Which one?
I go with rice, because it's actually a good source of vitamin C.
Is it really?
Yes.
But then you wouldn't be able to eat a sandwich ever again.
Well, you could make a rice... Could you make rice cakes?
Oh, yeah?
So you could make a sandwich out of rice cakes.
But rice cakes are very dry, they're not as soft and delicious as bread.
I go with rice, because
really?
There's more variety. You could do more things with rice than you can with bread.
Ooh, you think so?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Paul.
I would go with bread simply because of simplicity. I know you can get rice cakes, but you know, you can have toast in a minute. And bread, you can put anything on it. You know, it's the variety of your sandwich choice. You can toast it, you can fry it, you can grill it, you can just eat it raw, for want of a better phrase. I would go bread over rice. I can understand why rice is beneficial for you, but bread.
So you're going bread because, you can make a nice toast.
Easy.
Yeah. Okay, it's easier. Stick it in the toaster. Bob's your uncle. Job done. Moss.
I have no uncle, Bob.
We can only eat that. That's it, bread or rice.
No. It's just that for the rest of your life, if you choose bread, you can never have rice again.
Right.
Whereas if you choose rice, you can never have bread again.
I would go with rice because it goes with a lot of different things. Whereas, and also it's quite wet. And as someone who's going to be constantly wet, that's useful to help keep me moist. And especially as such a powerful entity as the sun and a god which I am.
Oh my goodness, here we go again.
Can I talk about when I was in Austria?
No, you can't. Okay, sugar or salt?
That's a good one.
Sugar or salt? Sweet food or savoury food?
I'll go salt, but not too much, because it's bad for you.
Okay.
In moderation.
So no sugar?
No.
You'd never be able to enjoy an ice cream again?
No. That's
really?
Fine, yeah.
Is that all right by you?
You can have dark chocolate, because
that's got sugar in it, come on.
Not all chocolate has... Do you mean added sugar?
All things, okay. Sugar, basically.
Or natural sugars?
I'm thinking, actually, that if you've got on your table as condiments, you've got a bowl of sugar and you've got a pot of salt, and you have to lose one of those condiments for the rest of your life. Yeah. So add it, So you can only add salt or you can only add sugar, let's say.
I'll go salt. It's quite easy.
Yeah, it's simple. You've got it all worked out over here.
Paul? I'd go with salt as well because it preserves food and you can live without a bit of added sugar.
Okay. Sugar's a luxury, whereas salt is really
salt
useful.
Necessity,
Moz.
Salty.
I would lose salt because I like sugar in my tea. This is a very normal answer to a question. Mm-hmm. And also, if you scrape off your sweat, that's salt. So you can add that to rice.
Okay. Would you be able to do that if you're constantly wet, though?
If I'm constantly wet, I would be like the sea, and the sea is full of salt.
Wouldn't your worshippers, as you are the sun, obviously, wouldn't they bring you salt?
They would, and they would probably sacrifice ladies in front of me. And
did they do that in Austria?
They do, and they force them to make sweet love.
Okay. All right.
I didn't use the word fornicate.
No, you didn't say fornicate. One final question, if that's okay by you, gentlemen. Is that all right?
Yes. You have a choice.
Yes, of course.
Okay, you've got nouns, you've got verbs, you've got adjectives. You have to lose one of those words.
No.
Which one is it? Feel free to ask me questions about that if you need to.
This is a bit of a confession here. I don't actually know what a noun and a verb actually is.
This is fascinating, listeners. Don't you think this is interesting? Go on.
I know how to use them in the context, but if you ask me to say what actually is, a verb is a doing word.
Bingo.
I don't know what a noun is. It's irrelevant to me, so I'd lose the noun.
A noun is a thing.
I'd lose
it's
it.
The name of a thing.
I'd get rid of it.
You're going to get rid of nouns?
Yeah.
Give me a sentence without a noun in it.
I can't do that.
Okay. So you'd just be going around saying, go, eat well, very eat well.
that is exactly what I'd say for the rest of my life.
Okay, Paul?
I would get rid of adjectives.
Yeah, why?
I would then form a universal language, like Esperanto was meant to be many years ago, but mine would be a series of grunts and clicks, and that would be how I would converse to people. I'd expect them to learn it, I wouldn't teach it to them. So I could be having a lonely existence, but, you know, adjectives.
Who needs them?
Who needs them?
Yeah, you can live without them.
What about if you only spoke in sign language after then? Could you use the nouns, verbs and adjectives if you do sign language?
If
you were doing sign language, would you be able to use nouns and adjectives?
So, you mean, would you be able to replace them?
Would you be able to sign?
Yeah.
Sign the adjective instead of actually saying it.
Because you could just point.
But pointing, how is that an adjective?
It would be a noun, pointing at the thing.
No, well, an adjective would be like good, you know, or good, I suppose, is the thumb up.
Or in my language.
Yeah, okay, and I think on that bombshell.
What about Moz?
I would get rid of verbs because you can mime them.
Okay.
You can say, meaning going. I'm using my thumb in reverse, pointing behind me,
Let's go outside. And I think that's a good place to finish this podcast, because now let's go outside, gentlemen. Thankfully, we don't have to make these ridiculous choices that I've just given you. None of those choices are real choices. They're just a bit of fun. That was the idea. So, of course, we have got nouns, verbs and adjectives, and luckily we can and will use them all effectively. So thank you very much for listening to this episode of Luke's English Podcast. Oh, I have just one more thing to say. I'd like to say hello to a couple of listeners, if you'll indulge me. Priyank Negi from New Delhi. I've been telling him that I've been meaning to say hello to him for ages. So hello to Priyank, everyone.
Hello, Priyank.
I hope that I've said your name correctly. It may be Priyank, so let's just say that as well. Hello, Priyank.
Hello, Priyank.
From New Delhi.
From New Delhi.
Also, I've got so many listeners. I just want to say hello to all of them. So hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And I've got a Turkish listener who was in my class recently, and I always had trouble pronouncing her name.
Hello, yes. Turkish listener who was in Luke's class, and he had trouble pronouncing your name.
Her name is Her name is, well, it's spelled H-A-C-E-R, and it's pronounced Hijar. Hijar. Can I remember that? Because it's like, imagine a jar of, like, coffee, and you say, hi to the jar. So, Hijar.
I didn't know that, because I thought, from what I know of people who are Turkish, it's actually very straightforward. If it's spelled that way, it wouldn't be Hijar, it'd be Hakar, wouldn't it?
Well, obviously not according to her.
And she knows what she's talking about.
She knows her own name. I don't really know how to pronounce it. Hijar, maybe Hijar, something like that. Anyway, hello, Hijar, and I hope you're having
fun. We're
going
to call you H. Hi, H.
Yeah. Okay, there are others as well. I'd like to say hello to Roman for kind of sending me little helpful tweets every now and then. I'd like to say an extra mega special thank you to Sergey for sending me a donation recently, which has been very useful.
Ooh.
And it's helped me out a great deal.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, Sergey. Most appreciated by Mr. Luke Johnson.
To be honest, that's the end of this episode.
Yeah, that'll do.
And I think we'll leave it there. That's the third and last episode, the final the final episode from Brighton Fringe.
Ever? Possibly.
Well, possibly ever, because this may be my last Brighton Fringe Comedy Festival. Yeah, that's because I'll be moving to France. This is the first time I've said this on the podcast.
Oh.
I'm moving to France.
Ooh la la.
I thought we said it the other night when we were on the beach.
Did we say it the other night?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's a confusing time.
Spoiler alert.
So I'm going to France in September. There will be episodes of Luke's English Podcast still. It doesn't matter. It's still Luke. It's still Luke's English Podcast. That's it, though. I'll be giving you more information in the coming days and months and weeks and things. Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Moss.
Thank you.
Let's have a great day today. Cheers. Bye, 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 bye.
We're changing.
Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, please visit teacherluke.wordpress.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.